Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I literally just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
The Dateable podcast features real stories from real people of how they make modern dating work or not. I'm your host, Yue, former dating coach turned dating insider, if you will. On each episode, you'll hear commentary from my producer, Julie Kraftchick, and other surprise co-hosts. This episode of Dateable is brought to you by 500 Brunches. 500 Brunches connects like-minded people with similar interests to meet in real life over brunch. You answer a quick questionnaire about your interests and how you spend your time, and then they'll match you in small groups of 6 to 8 at a brunch spot in San Francisco. Get a free entry into a brunch now by signing up at 500brunches.com and using the code DATEABLE. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dateable, a show all about modern dating. Before we kick off season 8, we wanted to bring you some fun episodes to start the year right, because 2019 is going to be an awesome year. So for this episode, Julie and I have brainstormed top 10 dating ideas that are not basic.
No basic. No dinner and drinks on this list, or coffee.
You know, we were talking about some of the dates that we've been on, and they were all kind of the same, right?
Yeah, it was kind of actually hard to make this list.
It was hard, so we really had to stretch. But these are some of the date ideas that we should all consider, because I would love to go on some of these dates. Okay, so let's start with number 10. Miniature golf.
Yeah, I went on a mini golf date recently.
Which one did you go to?
To Urban Putt.
Yeah, that's a cute
but
place.
But pretty much like every city probably has some mini golf in it. I mean, this one was geared more to adults. They have beverages and all of that. And there were a lot of dates there. But you could also go to one that may be a little more children friendly. It still could be a fun date.
Yeah.
I think there was something nice about doing like an activity that was like competitive, but clearly not really competitive. So
yeah,
kind of see like a different side of someone, have fun.
And I like that it's like, it doesn't require too much skill.
Exactly. I think that's like the big piece of it. And it's also not super long.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like, what, an hour and a half? Like, sometimes you can get into some games that you're like, oh my God, when will this ever end?
Right.
It's not like that. I kind of feel that way about bowling. Some people might like bowling. It's kind of the same wheelhouse of types.
Yeah. The one at Urban Putt is really interesting.
Yeah.
Each little station is like its own story. So
Right. You
can create storylines when you're with your date.
That's true, because a lot of them do have themes and stuff.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I do really like it. And I also would say that you make it as long as you want it to, right? Like there's no, you don't have to be in and out in 2 hours or whatever. You move
along.
There's a
set amount of holes and like you kind of have to keep up a pace, but
you can make it stretch it longer if you want
really
to.
If you're really not having a good time, no one's going to notice if you duck out early.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're not like captive there either.
Idea number 9, being a tourist in your own city. This one's such a fun one because sometimes you are so complacent in the city that you live in, you forget about all the great things about it. Some of my LA friends have never been to the Getty. How is that even possible? And you have to remember that
everyone has their own version of the city.
Yeah.
So when you go on a date, you're showing someone your version of the city, which they may have never seen.
Yeah. And we had a friend that went on a date that, like, the guy, like, wrote up, like, all these places that were, like, his favorite spots of the city. So it was exactly what you said. And she, like, remembers it as, like, the best date she ever had.
That's such a cute idea. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. And on the contrary of being a tourist in your own city, what about finding some of the unknown parts of the city? And I was telling Julie, I was at my dentist and she had a book that was like top 50 things you didn't know about San Francisco. And it was kind of a scavenger hunt. You can go find these murals and these like historical landmarks. So that's also a really fun way to get to know your city. I would say you want to go one extreme or the other. You want to do something that's like super new and you want to experience it together, or do something where you know you're like the expert in. So if you like know your neighborhood really well, show your date what that's you know good, about your neighborhood, right? So it's either you're really familiar with it or you're like the complete novice. All right, number seven. This one's Julie's idea because I've never done this before. What? Trampoline.
Oh, I've never done it either, actually, but I think it sounds like it'd be super fun.
A trampoline park.
This is one that we both have to add to our own list because neither of us have done this. But I've been to House of Air before in San Francisco with like a bachelorette party and like a work outing. And I've thought both times, I was like, this would be a super fun date. Like, I don't know why I think it would be, but I think it's just like anything playful I really like.
Yeah.
Like, I like men that are playful and I like seeing that side of people. And I think something like this brings that out in both of you. So I just think you can't not laugh and like have a good time when you're jumping in a trampoline.
That's true. And twisting your ankle.
Well, then you see how they really step up.
So. That is the ultimate test, how they care for you when you're injured. But that I like this idea of having an activity where you can be revert back to being children.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we talk about dates as being a little too serious. You know, you want to have these conversations, you want to know what they're looking for. But then on the other side is you want to see the fun side of them if you're going to be spending a lot of time with them. Idea number six. Six, walking tour of your city. This is kind of similar to what we were talking about before, but I know a lot of you guys go on these walking dates, which is fine. That's great. But what about something with like purpose?
Yeah.
A walking tour where you're going to specific landmarks and looking at specific things.
I also feel like I think we've heard on this podcast that people like walking because it's like active. It's like you can talk and all this. But I think sometimes if someone like proposes, especially if it's like an early time, if someone's like, let's go for a walk, it kind of sounds like they didn't really put any thought into it.
Yeah.
So if someone's like, let's go through a walking tour, it just feels like so much more effort has gone in.
That's
even though
so
literally
true.
Nothing is probably different. But
that's so true. Because my girlfriend went on a date where the guy wanted to go on like a walk. So she assumed they were going to go on a walk and do something. Like there was a destination.
Yeah.
And he ended up walking her from the Caltrain station back to her home. Like he basically just walked her home and that was their date. So that was very anticlimactic.
Yeah. And I think also if you prefer biking, that's an option. Like you can rent bikes in your city. That's always fun. It could also be like there's like food tours in different cities. So there could be a lot of varieties of this tour idea, but it's kind of like having more of like a tour line that you're going after.
Well, speaking of tours, instead of walking or biking, what about like a brewery, a wine, or a weed tour?
Yeah, I think there's so, okay, like that. I think tours in general, like there's something that feels like unique and interesting about it. Like it feels like you're like discovering something.
Yeah.
Where like, again, it's like kind of like, oh, let's go get a drink at a wine bar. Okay, everyone does that.
Yeah.
But if you're like, let's go to a winery and taste wine, it feels like you're like doing something active.
Yeah.
And like discovering this like new world.
Yeah.
Even though it's literally the same thing.
And also you feel like a tourist in your own city too.
Yeah.
It goes into that feeling like your city's novel again. And a weed tour, I would totally do that. Just don't smoke too much weed because you want to be having conversations.
Yeah, we had
still.
A guest on the show that did the wine and weed tour.
Yeah.
So we thought of that. And then I think brewery tours, like we mentioned, is always a good way too. There's a lot of those like right in the city where like wine tours might not be as accessible.
Right. And with that combination, then you have to find somewhere to take a nap at some point. Idea number four, a picnic. I love this. It's so old school.
It is. It's adorable. Our friend was telling us about like one of the first dates she had with her fiance. And he like packed up a bag of meat and like grilled it somewhere. And like you could just like that extent, or you can just like pack like wine and cheese or like do something like, I don't know. Like there's a lot of things you could do with the picnic that's really like cute and easy and romantic.
It's like so impressive if someone shows up on a date and they have a whole picnic planned out.
It feels like there's a lot of thought that went into it. I think that's really where that one's coming from too. And also I think like there's something about like a nice sunny day and just like relaxing at a park in general. Like, so I mean, we could have had that on the list, but I think the park plus a picnic just brings it to the next level. Again, it's kind of like when you're taking a walk versus doing like a walking tour. Like it feels like more thought has gone into it and it's more of a date.
And if you're finding the right, if you're, you know, struggling with the right time to have a picnic, how about a sunset?
Sunset
is so romantic. And I think everybody's like, oh, let's meet around 7 or let's meet around 5, but they don't think about meeting around the sunset.
Yeah. I think one of the best dates I ever had, it was not like a good person date, but it was like a great actual date, was watching the sunset near Golden Gate Bridge like a bottle of wine. And there was something just like so romantic about it and nice. And I still remember it to this day.
I love that.
It's time to take a quick break so we can tell you about our current sponsor, Zola. Join 500,000 couples who've used Zola to reinvent the wedding planning and registry experience, making the happiest moments in couples' lives even happier. Now, I asked a friend of mine why she used Zola, and she mentioned how easy it was to register for newlywed life. Their store had the widest selection of gifts at all different prices, with over 500 top brands, from Sonos and Airbnb. Also, she says she just loved their free wedding website that she created in minutes. There are over 100 beautiful wedding website designs to choose from that fit any couple's style and every type of wedding. You can easily add photos, stories about how you two met. She could even add an FAQ section to help address those awkward questions like, can I bring my kids or do I have a plus one? To start your free wedding website or registry, go on Zola. That's Zola.com/dateable. Again, that's Zola.com/dateable. Now back to the show.
And if you want to be a little cultured and highbrow, you can always go to a museum. That's our idea number two. There's so many museums in every city. You even find like the funny ones. Like I like the Sex Museum in New York. There's a bodies exhibit. There's Museum of Weird Medical Mysteries.
Yeah. And if you're not like super cultured, you could also do this new wave of museums like Candytopia, Museum of Ice Cream, that are just like more goofy and playful too. So it really can run a gamut based on your interests.
And the beauty of museums is that, again, you have all these talking pieces. And so everything is a conversation starter around you. Yeah. And you're creating this experience together.
And if you go to these like more like playful museums, if you're like a little further, I don't know if I'd recommend this for like date one, but you could take like a lot of cute photos together.
That's true. And, like,
there's some nice things that happen with that can be good mementos later on.
Yes. And our idea number one, this is in no particular order. I don't even know why I'm counting down, but this is also an idea I've had for a while. I've never actually done it on a date, is a class of some sort where you learn a new skill. You talked about cooking classes.
Yeah, Julie. I think cooking class. I've also never done this on a date either, but like I've done cooking classes before just with like friends and stuff. And I've also thought like, oh, this would be a really great date. Mm-hmm. Like it just like feels like, I don't know, there's something about learning something together and like, I don't know, there's always like an aphrodisiac with eating too. So there's like cooking I think of, but it could be like pottery. It could be like something else that like is interesting to the two of you.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be cooking either.
Whenever I travel, I look at Airbnb experiences in those cities, but then I never thought about doing that in my own city.
You could do it in your own city. Yeah.
You could learn a new skill or even learn a new cuisine or, you know, get some new knowledge on your date, and you get to share that experience together. So that's also something to look into. But end of the day, the thing is like these dates they're low effort. I mean, you don't have to plan them.
They're super low effort, but they come off not.
Right.
Which is like the beauty of them.
And they come off so much better than meeting up for drinks or a coffee, which are so generic. If you're doing something like, let's say one of these things on this list of 10 is something you would do anyway.
Right.
You know, on your own.
Well, that was like what Meredith, one of our past guests, mentioned on her episode was like this like dating around experiences more. Like, what are some things and some places I've been wanting to go to, and like how can I bring someone along? So it's like, while you obviously want to have a connection and meet someone, just being realistic, not every date ends that way. So at least at a minimum, you get to do something you enjoy. And then at a maximum, you get to actually do something that you enjoy while connecting with someone.
So I would say, you know, after going through this list, there are some things that I think we should all avoid when it comes to planning dates. One is anything where you have no opportunity to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like a movie or going to
movies
a show.
Movies really aren't good for like early dates.
No, because you cannot talk. And if you do, you're really annoying.
Right. I think a show also, I question that one too. Because like there's something nice that you can like talk after. Mm-hmm. But like during it, like you're really not getting that time together.
Yeah.
But some people would argue on the show one is that at least like if you're dancing, there's some like body chemistry that's happening. So
a dancing at a show?
Oh, like a music show.
Oh, I'm thinking like a Broadway see a play.
Yeah,
are you going to see Mary Poppins?
So like dancing on stage? Like a movie are probably the same category, but like a
concert
or something. I'm
like,
I could see that one being pro and con, because the con is that you still really can't talk. But the pro is that there is some like potential, you know.
There is a little bit of body chemistry, but then you can gauge that from anything else too, right? Like, I think it's more important to have that verbal communication when you're going on these first dates.
I think so too, yeah. I think the other one also is like there's nothing wrong with bars, especially like on the very first date. If you want something that's like – it's not going to turn someone off per se, right? Like I think what I would suggest though with bars and restaurants, anything that's the more generic, is like somewhere that is like set up for success because I think different environments – foster more of a potential chemistry. Like a bar, I think, gets the rep of a good first date because a lot of times they're darker. You're sitting side by side. Like there's obviously alcohol involved.
Of course,
You know, I think though there is something to be said for that though over than like a dinner or like something on the first date where you're like across from someone where it's like hard to like make that like hand touch or like something subtle if like you do want to show that. But I think at the end of the day, like obviously you want to pick great dates and set things up for success, but it all comes down to like your chemistry with someone. So make sure no matter what you're doing, you're getting that conversation in.
And guys, mix it up, okay? If you're taking the same person or if you're taking the same dates to the same place all the time and the bartender recognizes you or like the door person recognizes you, that's not a good look.
And then also I think too, it's like if you do an activity date, you could also follow it with something that's a little more like intimate in terms of conversation. Like you could do the golf but get a drink before or after, or get dinner after. Like there's so many ways to like combo it. It doesn't have to just be like 1 hour mini golf,
right?
Don't talk besides we play this game, right?
Keep it versatile. And when you're presenting date ideas, I always like it when someone presents a few ideas to me and I get to choose, versus like I think we should do this. But like if you give a few of these ideas out, it shows that you've really put in the effort.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Those are your top 10 dating ideas for 2019 that aren't basic. I like it. I'm gonna write these.
I'm so doing the trampoline this year.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going with you, but good luck with that. Good luck with that. I will be on a wine tour. All right, you guys. Again, we're still looking for guests for season 8. If you or someone you know would be a great guest on Dateable, please reach out to us at datablepodcast.com. Okay, with that said, let's wrap this up.
Stay Dateable!
This episode of Dateable is brought to you by 500 Brunches. 500 Brunches connects like-minded people with similar interests to meet in real life over brunch. You answer a quick questionnaire about your interests and how you spend your time, and then they'll match you in small groups of 6 to 8 at a brunch spot in San Francisco. Get a free entry into a brunch now by signing up at 500brunches.com and using the code DATEABLE.
If you didn't know already, we have a revamped website with articles, videos, and content all about modern dating. You can also find our premium Y series where we dissect, analyze, and offer solutions to some of the most common dating conundrums. We've had some great feedback about how actionable these episodes are. So check them out on our website or iTunes Music. Also, visit the site today to see the latest about coaching, where we connect you with dateable approved experts to help with everything from dating profile reviews, coaching, and even gathering real feedback about your dating style in a personalized and affordable way. To connect with us, visit datablepodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all under Dateable Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and auto-download the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode.